is it, Dennis?
You can't want another glass of water.
Heck no. I just had a glass while I was downstairs.
What were you doing downstairs?
I went down to see who was making all that noise. And boy, will you be surprised when I tell you who it was.
Who?
It's that masked ranger from TV, wearing his mask and everything. And I think he's going to do another good deed.
What?
Sure, Mom. I think he's going to clean all your silver, because he's taking it all out of the buffet.
Dennis, of course not.
Does it sound like there's $2 in here?
No, no, I'd say not.
There were $2 in here right after Christmas.
Yes, but that was before you learned how to shake the money out of it to buy sodas and candy.
I just gotta have $2.
What do you need it for?
Something that costs Georgie $8, and I can have the whole thing for two if I act fast.
Ooh, what is this great bargain?
I'll show you. Georgie's white mice, Emperor and Caesar, with the whole cage.
Oh, fine. Just what we need.
Sure. And the cage is just perfect. Except the door's a little bit loose, but Dad can fix that. Isn't that swell?
Oh, swell.
So will you give me the $2?
No, I won't. Now, if you want those two mice, you can just buy them yourself.
Boy! I got a swell start. All I need is $1.95 to go.
That's the spirit. Got any ideas on how to earn the rest of it?
Sure. Mrs. Wilson's away, and maybe good old Mr. Wilson needs something done.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
I got something real important to talk to you about.
Okay, talk.
Jeepers, with you up there and me down here, isn't it kind of hard for you to hear me?
As a matter of fact, it is. You better talk louder.
I got something real important to show you.
All right, Dennis. The front door is unlocked. Come on in.
No, it isn't.
Maybe it was the back door I left open for the gas man. All right, now, Dennis, what did you... Dennis! Dennis!
Yes, Mr. Wilson? I'm here, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, there you are. How did you get up there?
I came up the stairs. How'd you get down there?
Well, I came down the stairs.
Jeepers, I didn't see you.
Well, how else would I get down here?
You could have jumped out the window.
Now, you wait there. I'll be right up. Oh, Dennis, don't you touch that chessboard.
Heck no, I'm just looking.
I've been up half the night working out an extremely complicated chess move. Now, what was it you wanted to show me?
First, I want to ask if you have any odd jobs to be done.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson away, I have any number of them.
$1.95 worth?
Easily. But they consist mostly of cooking, sewing, and washing socks.
Jeepers. I'm better doing things like raking leaves.
Now, if you were a tailor, you could really help me out. Lost the button that goes there, and I can't find where Mrs. Wilson keeps the buttons.
Why don't you use a safety pin?
Well, I would if I had one. The trouble is, I've looked all over the house, and I can't seem to find where Mrs. Wilson keeps the safety pins either.
Here's one, Mr. Wilson.
Hmm? Oh, yes, that looks about the right size. Well, yes, I think that's going to do the job just fine. There. That's better. That's more like it. Thank you, Dennis. You're a big help.
How much for it, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I'd say a dime's worth.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson. Now all I need is $1.85.
You still haven't told me what you want the money for.
To buy those two swell white mice from Georgie, including the cake.
Dennis, you get those rodents out of my house immediately.
You mean Jennifer and Caesar?
I mean those mice right there. Now you take these two... Dennis, when you came in here, were there two mice in this cage?
Sure, Jennifer and Caesar. Hey, where's Caesar?
He's loose somewhere in this house.
Jeepers, it's lucky you don't have any elephants or they'd be scared. Let's everybody shake their pants legs.
Oh, Dennis. You run down to the refrigerator and get some cheese.
I think I'd rather have a peanut butter sandwich.
It's not for you, it's for that blasted mouse.
I think he'd rather have peanut butter, too.
Dennis, I will give you 10 minutes to find him before I go over and borrow Mrs. Perkins' cat.
Oh, don't do that, Mr. Wilson. I'll find him. He's probably in a dark corner, I bet you.
Dennis, here he is on my chessboard.
Swell. I'll hold the cage while you put him in. Don't worry if he runs up your sleeve. He likes to keep warm that way.
Here, I'll hold the cage. You put him back. Dennis, look what you've done. You've ruined my entire strategy for tonight.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson. Caesar was so fast, I couldn't help it. Now I'm going to have that safety pin back to hold the door shut.
Oh, well, all right then. Give me back my dime.
Jeepers, I thought I was kind of renting the pin to
you. Oh, you can keep the dime. Just go.
Mr. Wilson, could you lend me $1.85?
No, I couldn't. Now hold.
Oh, bye, Mr. Wilson. Sorry you lost your buttons.
Oh, that's nice to hear. What have you been doing all day?
I've been trying to earn some money.
Any luck?
I rented a safety pin to Mr. Wilson for a dime because he had a button missing. Hey, Dad, do you have any buttons missing?
No, I'm afraid not. What do you need the money for?
Remember when I wanted a horse and you said it was too big?
Yes.
And then I wanted a pony and you said that was too big.
Yes.
And then I traded my bike for a goat. And you made me take it back because you said that was too big.
Well, that wasn't the only reason, Dennis. What's this all about?
Well, I asked myself, what kind of animals would good old Dad like to have in the house?
What did I say?
Mice.
Mice?
Sure. And Georgie's got two of them in a cage for $2. So will you give me $1.85?
I'm sorry, son. You ought to have that much in your piggy bank.
Keepers, Dad. That piggy bank leaks.
I wouldn't if you didn't shake it. No, I'm afraid you'll have to save the money yourself.
Have you been talking to Mom?
No. Oh, but I've got to. We need a sitter for tonight.
Why don't you hire me?
Because the sitter's for you. Your Mom and I have to go out to the airport and meet a very important client. Then we're going out to dinner.
Mom's in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. You want to wear my safety pin again?
No, I don't. I came over to see your father.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Dennis, have you finished with your dinner?
Yep.
Eat it all?
Heck no, Dad. I'm just finished with it.
You run out of the kitchen and eat. Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I have a little problem, Mitchell.
Oh, yes, I know. Dennis has been over bothering you for a job.
Oh, no. That's not the problem. You see, Monsieur Gustave Boucher, the international chess champion, and his wife are in town.
Oh, yes, I read about it in the paper.
Oh, well, since I'm not unknown in chess circles, he called me and I invited them to dinner. I'd intended taking them to the Lobster House.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful evening.
Well, unfortunately, they assumed they were having dinner at my house and they brought their little boy along.
What's the matter with that? Take the little boy along to the Lobster House.
Well, Mitchell, the boy is Dennis's age.
Took Dennis over to the Lobster House once and... Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
I've persuaded his parents that a babysitter is customary in America.
So you need a babysitter? Well, we have a home.
No. I've already arranged for a babysitter, but I don't have anything in the house to feed the little fellow.
Well, your problem is solved. Bring him over here. We have plenty.
Well, thank you, Mitchell. Thank you very much.
If he's a pretty good kid, why don't you let him stay with me?
Well, that's a good idea, Dennis.
Oh, but I have a sitter of my own coming.
Well, seems silly for both of us to pay a sitter.
Yes. I guess one of us is wasting his money at that.
Why don't you cancel yours, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, no, it's only fair that I pay. You cancel yours.
I don't know. Our sitter, Mrs. Porter, is a very dependable woman.
Well, so is mine. And since I'm the one who's asking the favor...
Well, all right, you have it your way. You can pay.
Ah, fine. I'll run over and get little Michelle. Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Mr. Wilson, when you come back from the lobster house, will you bring me a claw?
Now, what do you want a claw for?
So I can scare that dumb old Margaret.
Yes, a niece, huh?
Oui.
Une photoniste, nous étions là la semaine dernière.
Well, we're all set. We just dropped Michelle off next door at the Mitchells and be on our way.
We do not have to wait for the babysitter.
Oh, no. The Mitchell sitter will be taking care of both the boys tonight. Now, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'll cancel mine.
Michelle, this is Dennis Mitchell. Mrs. Mitchell, Mr. Mitchell, this is little Michelle Boucher.
How do you do, Michelle?
Comment allez-vous, madame? Monsieur? Monsieur? Boy, you gotta stop talking like that. A mama wash your mouth out with soap.
She's speaking French.
French? Jeepers, what's that?
It's a foreign language.
Jeepers? Qu'est-ce que c'est, these jeepers?
Oh, well, that's just an expression, Michelle. What does jeepers mean?
It means like gee whiz or criminy sakes.
Yes, like gee whiz. Oh, never mind, Michelle.
Michelle, I'm sure you're hungry. If you come into the kitchen, I'll fix you some dinner.
Thank you, Madame Michelle. I do have much hunger. Even when I understand you, you talk funny.
Oh, that's not Dennis. Come on, boy.
Sweetheart, we're running late.
Oh, say, why don't you two go on ahead? I'll wait for the babysitter to arrive.
Well, that'd be wonderful, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, it's the least I can do after the way you helped me out of my spot.
I'll go get Alice's coat.
You don't even know how to play baseball? Boy, is there a lot I gotta teach you.
Here you are, Michelle.
Sweetheart, Mr. Wilson says he'll wait for the sitter. We can go.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
Now, Dennis, remember to go to bed when the sitter tells you to. In this house, we always obey the sitter.
Oh, yes, Madame Michelle.
Good night, Dennis. Good night, Michelle.
Night.
Good night, Dennis.
We'll be home early.
Bye. Denise, how do you call these dish?
That's called chicken a la king. But you don't have to eat it anymore because they're gone.
But I like it.
You should have come over earlier. You could have had mine, too.
I'll get it.
Oh, no. You entertain your little guest. I'll get the door. And if it's the babysitter, I'll see you later.
Boy, I got something you like swell. Oh, la souris.
What?
La souris. These aren't laceries. They're mice.
Oh, good. You're here. You'll find the two little boys out in the kitchen.
Hello.
Hello. Is your mother home?
No. Isn't that why you're here?
I'm from the drugstore. And since it's on my way home, I brought her this jar of cold cream she ordered. Tell her I'll put it on her bill.
Okay. How'd you like to be part owner of these mice?
May we?
Huh?
Yes.
Got any money?
No.
I was hoping French kids were different.
When do you expect the babysitter arrives?
I don't know.
We've been waiting an hour. I don't think she's going to come or she would have been here by now.
Your father would be angry after having hired her.
Yeah, he was going to pay her 50 cents an hour. Hey, that means I've been babysitting for you ever since they left.
You babysitting for me?
Sure. Somebody's got to do it, and it's my house. And besides, I need the money.
Now we can stay up until our parents come home.
Oh, no. In this house, you go to bed when the babysitter tells you to. Hey, that's me.
Thank you.
ridiculous. I never go to bed at 8 o'clock.
In this house, you will. I'm the babysitter, and I'm going to do a good job of it.
But, Zeeper...
Now, don't talk back. Now, did you brush your teeth?
Yes, I brushed them.
Did you wash behind your ears?
Certainement. You made me take a shower.
All right. Now, say your prayers and get in bed, and I'll tell you a story.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Si je dois mourir avant mon réveil, je prie le bon Dieu de garder mon âme.
I have not learned the whole prayer yet. I hope God understood that last part.
Trust God, I'm sure. I never knew until last month. He understood English.
All right. Now get in bed and I'll tell you a story.
Are you not going to bed, too?
Heck no. Babysitters can't go to bed. We have to stay up and eat sandwiches and watch television. Now, what story do you want me to tell you about?
The one about the milkmaid.
Milkmaid? I don't know any story about a milkmaid.
It's the one the governor tells me.
Jeepers, does the governor ever tell it to you?
No, just a governess. It goes like this.
Where are you going to, my pretty maid?
The man asked. I'm going milking, she said. He said, may I go with you, my pretty maid? She answered kindly, you're welcome, sir.
What is your father, my pretty maid?
My father's a farmer, she said.
Then, I can't marry you, my pretty maid. Nobody ask you, sir, she said. Is that a bedtime story? I'll tell you a bedtime story. You see, once upon a time, there was this great, big, fierce dragon, and fire came out of his nose. And he went up to this castle where there was this beautiful princess, and he snorted on the door till it burned down. The princess looked out the window and saw the terrible dragon, and she screamed, Sir Lancelot, help me! So Lancelot was out in the forest sharpening his sword and putting peanut butter in his armor so it wouldn't squeak. Well, when he heard the princess screaming, he was about to put on his armor and go rescue her. When the black knight came up and caught him in his underwear and challenged him to a duel.
Sacre bleu!
So Lancelot put on his helmet and picked up his sword, and you know what? The hammer fell off.
What did he do?
He just started laughing. He grabbed the black knight's horse by the tail and started swinging it over his head. Isn't that swell?
Let's go to visa.com/verified.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, Alice Mitchell.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
What a pleasant surprise. Oh, I'd like you to meet Madame, Monsieur Boucher, Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell.
How do you do?
Mr. Wainwright, Mr. Wilson, and the Boucher.
Monsieur Wainwright.
How do you do, Mr. Wainwright?
It is a great pleasure to meet the parents of Dennis. Will you not join us?
Please.
Oh, well, no, I think that Mitchell and Mr. Wainwright probably want to sit somewhere and talk business.
Henry's smart enough not to talk business with me at dinner time. He just stuffs me with lobster and lets his expense account do the buttering.
Well, that's right. You are on your expense account tonight, aren't you? Well, why don't we make room for you at our table? Waiter, would you bring a couple of chairs, please?
You have such a nice little boy.
Oh, merci. We are very proud of him. I hope he will be no trouble to your babysitter.
Oh, he won't be a bit of trouble. But she isn't our babysitter. She's Mr. Wilson's.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, Alice. I canceled mine. I left your Mrs. Porter sitting with the children.
Mr. Wilson, I canceled Mrs. Porter. Your woman is sitting with...
Oh, now, Mitchell, stop joking. I left your Mrs. Porter sitting with the children. Now, please, you get everybody upset just as we're about to enjoy a lovely dinner.
Excuse me, I'm going to make a call home.
Did you turn the boys over to Mrs. Porter?
Well, of course I did. She came to the door, and I said hello, and she... Well, she was a very quiet woman. She didn't actually...
Honey, I've just talked to Dennis. The boys are home alone.
No, I was taking care of Michelle.
Oh, no, calm yourself. Dennis is taking care... Dennis! Great Scott! I hope your house is insured.
Honey, you will excuse us, Mr. Wainwright.
Of course, I have children of my own.
You Thank run you. Right along. Get there as fast as you can. I'll pay the check and be... I'll pay the check.
Hello.
Michelle. I just got him down.
Michelle is asleep?
Sure. Upstairs in my bed and in my pajamas and with my teddy bear.
It's the first door on the right upstairs.
Oh,
Dennis. You were such a good boy.
I know it.
Probably the best babysitter we've ever had.
Sure. I started work at 7, and now it's 9. 50 cents an hour. How much do you owe me?
That comes to exactly $1. And I'm very happy to pay it, son.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Oh, Mitchell, Alice, is everything all right?
Everything is just fine, Mr. Wilson. Michelle is upstairs asleep, and Dennis did a wonderful job of babysitting.
Dennis?
Sure, and I didn't break anything either. Dad paid me $1.
Well, by golly, I'm going to give you $1, too. Wow. Here, you deserve it.
Swell. Now I can buy Georgie's mice.
You bet you can, son.
You certainly can, honey.
And guess what? I'm going to have 12 of them. While you were away, they had puppies.
Maybe you can't spend much time with your buddies, but now you can spend twice as much time with your little buddy and the skipper, the millionaire, his wife, and the rest with 2 episodes of Gilligan's Island coming up next on TV Land's Twice as Nice.